This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. You hear that sounder. You know, we bring back up the poll question on Fesco and Dusty's Wednesday poll question. Who would you rather be? Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes. The text line and the voting line seem to be quite different.
I was wondering that.
Yeah, text line all day has said almost unanimously Patrick Mahomes. For a lot of reasons, because of what Jay Binkley had brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to the actual question here on our fan page, the fan 965 on Twitter or X. The gap is narrowing from where it started.
Good.
Again, the question is, who would you rather be, Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? 301 total votes. Patrick Mahomes sits at 61.8%.
Oh.
Bobby Witt Jr., 38.2%.
Oh, okay. So it really is getting still closer.
Yeah.
Almost 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. I think you and I both line that 40.
Yeah. Some comments on the question. From Miller Lite 19, a.k.a. Rob Miller.
What's up, Rob?
Both are fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. from Scully Mike 92, Mike Dodson. Dodson? Dodson? We got Dodson here.
Dodson.
See, nobody cares. That's not a shot at you, Mike. That's just a quote from Jurassic Park. Bobby, because baseball, in my opinion, is the tougher sport. I also think that he can do more for the city. Hot take from Mr. Mike Dodson.
There we go, Scully.
This comes from IB Bruce 200, a.k.a. Brucey. Bobby, because baseball is easier on the body and played in a warmer weather.
Yeah, the body part is a good answer.
And then Trey Burrs, a.k.a. Tuba Trey. Picture of him with a tuba.
Let's go, Trey.
Patrick Mahomes is in the conversation for being the best football player ever. Bobby Witt is not in that conversation for baseball. Harsh, but fair.
Yep.
Also, Bobby Witt Jr. has been in the league for 3 years.
Yep. He's 24.
And he's done something that nobody else has ever done at the shortstop position, and that's back-to-back 30 years. Confirmation from Mr. Likens. It was Colorado with the fifth down play.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Likens.
And then he also said a game that might make you puke was the takes you back to Mizzou basketball against UCLA. Ty Asedney going coast to coast with no time left on the clock, knocking Missouri out of the tournament.
Mm.
Tough. So again, 320 votes. Patrick Mahomes leads 61.9% to 38.1% on who you'd rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes.
405 says the correct answer is which one of them single?
Neither.
Neither.
Both are married. Somebody says from the 402, I bet if both people actually experienced it, that's find out it's not hard being Pat. What, I can't go out in public? What, I have to work out 6 days a week? I don't feel like it today, etc.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that 402.
Somebody says from the 816, Patrick, because it's the obvious answer. He's the best quarterback on the planet and the most recognizable. But, man, the hate he gets with the spotlight, Witt might be the answer.
So it's not that obvious.
Because Bobby Witt Jr. was, by his peers, ranked as the second-best baseball player in baseball.
Woo!
Number one, far and away, is Shohei Ohtani. He is an anomaly. He is also an international superstar. I know that baseball is massive in Japan, so I'm not saying that a lot of people will not recognize Bobby Witt Jr. or know who he is in Japan, but Shohei Ohtani hit a home run today, and it blew the dome in Tokyo off. I mean, literally, the roof blew up as Ohtani would hit a home run today for the Dodgers, who improved to 2-0. But again, to be the second best baseball player in the land, voted by your peers, during a renaissance of baseball, Bobby Witt Jr., of course, the Royals released this yesterday. I think they will play 6 to 7 games on Fox's network on Saturday or Sunday. I haven't looked at what the dates actually add up. It's almost every single game is a divisional game except when they play the San Diego Padres. They'll play Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit all on Fox. And Bobby Witt Jr. is important for baseball outside of the Kansas City aspect. Bobby Witt Jr. is relatable. Aaron Judge is not relatable. Aaron Judge is a monster. He's a specimen that has not been created basically ever.
Yep.
Right? Can do it all. Has the height, has the power, has the size, has the numbers, plays in New York. Right? Bobby Witt Jr. isn't a monster amongst men. And Bobby Witt Jr. is homegrown. Bobby Witt Jr. speaks the common tongue. Shohei Ohtani does not. It's like, for an example, to take it to a local aspect, Hosmer was more relatable more than Sal. Because most people in the area and in the, you know, the followership of baseball could get behind Eric Hosmer because he was maybe easier to understand. That's not a shot or a hate thing. That's just the way it goes. There's always going to be a division in locker rooms between Latin players and United States-born players. And Bobby Witt Jr., very relatable to kids in baseball. You don't have to be Aaron Judge, freakishly big. You can be wickedly talented like Bobby Witt Jr. is, make it, and be a stud. A lot of people found out who Bobby Witt Jr. was last year because of, you know, the obvious home run derby. We were all on the edge of our seats. It became Kansas City versus the Dodgers. Hey, this Bobby Witt Jr. kid's really good. He's in the final against Teoscar Hernandez. I would say nowadays, more people know who Bobby Witt Jr. is than Teoscar Hernandez. And Bobby Witt Jr. didn't even win the home run derby. And he doesn't even play in L.A. Dusty, take your Royals glasses off. More people know who Teoscar Hernandez is. Sure about that? You sure about that? And Bobby Witt Jr., if he can continue this pace, becomes not only a local icon, but a, you know, United States icon. He's a baseball player. He looks like you. He talks like you. He's a shortstop. He plays a dominant position. He's part of the renaissance of this new age of baseball where shortstops have always been kind of big, right? A-Rod, Jeter, Nomar. We remember that. There was a Sports Illustrated cover, all three of them. Now it's Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr., Ailey De La Cruz. And whereas Henderson might be that guy in Baltimore, he wasn't the one ranked number two overall by his peers. I think the free space on the bingo card was Shohei Ohtani. And it was like, okay, who's the next best? And it was Bobby Witt Jr. And Bobby Witt Jr. does it for people more than I think anybody else has in Kansas City for a while. Like Hosmer locally was great. People knew who Hosmer was. He's a household name. Does a great podcast on the Digging Deep podcast. Fan of the show. But again, Bobby Witt Jr., even though he might not be the most entertaining interview, he's one of the most entertaining players because of his skill set. And then when you hear him talk, you're like, oh, so he's just a quiet, shy guy like I was. You're more relatable to Bobby Witt Jr. And not only that, the players in his craft of his sport have recognized him as that person. He does things that are special. He's five tool. He's flashy. He's fun. He's humble. He's great. He could be legendary. He did something no other shortstop done in baseball's history, and that's 30-30 back-to-back seasons. So I would say that he's making his way up the ladder as a nationwide star. I don't know if people in Florida or California are necessarily talking about him. Diehard baseball people are. Go look at his baseball card value. That'll tell you what people think of Bobby Witt Jr. That's the day and the age that we live in. Ripping packs for certain guys. Bobby Witt Jr., Shohei Ohtani, those are big names up there when it comes to it. And now what his role is he gets to spearhead these Royals into a new season as the superstar. It is there, but you wouldn't even know it because of how cool, calm, and collected he is. And that, to me, is more relatable than a lot of other baseball players in the league. Juan Soto's not relatable.
Never heard of him.
Well.
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah. Mookie Betts is below him. Bryce Harper,
for
Mike
sure.
Trout, all these guys are below him. Now, granted, he's younger and starting to hit that stride of his career. Fernando Tatis, who set the world on fire until he got a bad haircut that made him test positive for steroids, was well above him. And I could make two big, bold bets. Bobby Witt Jr. will finish in the top two in MVP this year, and he'll be on the cover of MLB Show 26.
Let's go. Talk about notoriety. That'll do it.
Oh, that'll put him there.
Yep.
Now I hope he does the Home Run Derby again. Because if he goes in there this year and wins it,
yes,
and the Royals go back to the playoffs,
yes,
during this renaissance that is baseball, sign me up, Daddy. Sign me up. Coming up on the other side, duos and pressure, what it means for the head coach and quarterback and what it means for your tight end, Travis Kelce, who I think is the one under the most pressure, but it doesn't always mean a bad thing. We'll discuss it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan. The Fan.
Show is moving quite along. You can follow us on our YouTube page, on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever it is. Like, subscribe it. And you can say hi to us, Mac, myself, talking to you, breaking the fourth wall. If you do that, it pops right up at the top. You don't have to do anything. You have to search for it. You don't have to scroll down. It's just, boom, our ugly mugs. Well, Mac's good looking. I'm not.
Oh, come on.
Two tens.
Yeah.
Two tens.
Maybe we add up to 10.
Yeah. I'd say you're like a 7.5, and then I'm like
that.
A 3.5.
No, no, no.
Age does not do me wonders. Yeah.
What's the sigh?
Just the text line.
Wow. I hadn't looked in a minute.
I just feel like I've heard Vern talk about this before.
Okay.
When it comes to,
oh,
like, you know, speaking the language that you're familiar with and how you can be relatable to it.
Gotcha.
I've heard Vern say that.
Yep.
Someone thinks that I'm doing that out of a personal position. That's not true. So before you judge me, 573, that's not where I'm going. It's just that, like, more people are relatable to something that they can relate to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's where that comes from. By the way, in case there was people that were under a rock yesterday, there is a veteran that the Chiefs are not bringing back tomorrow or in the future. Well, Cole Hardman's with the Packers.
The Jet.
He was with the Jets.
Yep.
And then he was released and then picked up by the Chiefs. And now he's going to go play with Jordan Love out in Green Bay.
Over under week 8.
I don't think he makes it out of camp.
Okay, so he comes back to Kansas City?
Oh, I don't know if he comes back to Kansas City.
Because that was my question.
I don't think he stays in Green Bay.
Over under week 8.5 that he's a Kansas City Chief again.
Over. Over.
Okay, okay.
7.5 and 3.5 is an 11. Thank you. Someone from the 913, I just want to be a thanks coach real quick on myself. LOL. I want what the weatherman is smoking. He said high of 81 today. I wish. So today technically starts at 12 a.m. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. So, yeah, then it was.
So, because it was 68 driving in this morning.
It felt awesome.
And it's going to be 38 at 4 o'clock.
Unreal.
Half an inch of snow on the ground ain't done. It ain't done yet, baby. Winter is still, you know, throwing up haymakers to try to survive the round.
Yeah, seriously.
Say by the bell. Yeah. But earlier in the show, we talked about, you know, pressure for Chiefs players. And I guess we could rank it. Like, do you think there's a lot of pressure on Mahomes this year? I think there's pressure every year on Patrick Mahomes because everyone every year expects him to be 50 and 5,000. If he's not, it's like, is he still the same guy?
Yeah.
Which I think is utterly unfair because, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, Mahomes will never win MVP again unless he has one of those astronomical career years where it's like, well, he threw for 47 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and threw for, you know, 4,900 yards. That would win you the MVP, you would think.
You'd think.
Says Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Now, I know he didn't do that this year, but I don't know how much pressure is necessarily on Mahomes. Like, you're the quarterback of an NFL franchise. It's always going to merit that pressure. But again, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think that having pressure on you is always a bad thing to do. Like, maybe that pressure is more minute than other pressures, right? Like, there was pressure on Nick Sirianni last year. This year, Nick Sirianni has
a lot of pressure.
He has a lot of pressure, right? But little to what it was last year.
Oh, I agree completely. Last year, it was like, you better show up.
Last year, it was like, dude, you got to be a winner. I don't care if you win 10 games. You got to get in the playoffs. You got to win.
Win.
And he went and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he beat the Chiefs. He stopped the three-peat. Nick Sirianni's on house money for 3 years in Philadelphia.
At least. It's Philadelphia. You're right.
So
3 years may have been too long.
Right. 3 years. Exactly. Yeah. I would think 3 years would have Sirianni locked in.
You'd think.
Right. Winning as coach over the last, what, like 4 years in the NFL? He's up there with Andy.
They win a lot.
They always win. Now he finally got to, he's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years, and he's won one. He's McVay. Not in the same wavelength of thought process.
No.
But he's given himself that sort of platform where McVay went to 3, or went to 2, won one, finally got it done with his guys. They went out and got Saquon Barkley. Now, again, they've lost a ton of players. So the pressure on there is, can you stay relevant in the NFC East? Can you stay that team? Or are you going to let a second-year combination of head coach and quarterback take over the throne? Now, we know every year in the NFC East, somebody else wins it. It's been that way for like 23 years.
Literally.
There's been a different winner. But get in. Make your statement. Be that team. So I think there is that little bit of pressure, but it's not what it was for one Nick Sirianni. There is pressure on Travis Kelce this year.
Definitely.
And the reason that there's that pressure is, how's the last year going to look of his career? Again, I don't think that's like pressure where it's like, oh, he's got to be 85 and, you know, 1,108 touchdown pressure. It's, is he going to be, you know, going with the motions and just being there and like, we're going to expect, like, the pressure that he is under is, are you willing to have the pressure being the third or fourth option instead of numero uno? You're going to have Rice, Worthy, and Hollywood around you. Those are your top three options. You sprinkle in some running plays, you're going to be the guy. You're the trusted weapon. You're the guy that I think every game, on average, 4 for 51. That's 860 yards receiving in the NFL at the age that he is, at the longevity that he's put in. That's a good year for Travis Kelce in his final year. But there is going to be a little bit of pressure of, can he still be a trustworthy option on 3rd and 5? Is the move still there where he catches, fakes one way and goes the other? Is he going to be depended on in the end zone, in the red areas where he needs to get a touchdown, where he needs to have that sort of production? So I think that when you look at it in that regard, there is a little bit of pressure because it is your swan song season. It's the final year for 87 that we know of. Can't go out like he went out last year.
It's a legacy pressure year for Kelce, yeah. It's, how will we remember you? Are you malleable? Can you refine your game? Are you a leader? More so than just a leader on the field, a leader screaming. No, you got to be a leader off the field now. You're not going to be playing 50 snaps a game. Hopefully not. If he is, something has gone terribly wrong in this Chiefs season. And honestly, I mean, 860 yards, like, for me personally, and I know Gold and Cody have had a conversation about it on their show. Gold's more of the 600, and Cody thinks he's back to 1,000 yards. Like, I think if that's the case, then, again, I think the Chiefs have issues. I don't want him on the field enough to get that sort of usage. But you're right. The pressure's there for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and I think that if you expect him to have 1,000 yards, I mean, that's, you know, you're just... Yeah.
You're a fanboy!
He'll have 1,000 yards. He'll have 10 touchdowns. He'll have 89 catches.
Yeah. You're a fanboy!
Yeah.
I just don't think it's there. I don't think it has to be there. Because if that's the case, that means Rashee Rice got suspended for the entire season.
Exactly right. Someone else maybe got hurt,
too. That means Hollywood Brown missed 8 nine games again.
Yes. Something is wrong.
Somebody on the text line says, I see him being very relaxed and comfortable just trying to win one last time. Exactly. He knows what his role is. The pressure that's on there to make sure that he does know that and that he's okay with that, I think is where it's at.
What about, like, Spagnuolo? Is there pressure on him?
Can you keep it up?
Yeah, can you keep it up? You've lost pieces.
You lost your quarterback of the defense.
Yes.
You brought back Nick Bolton because you wanted him back. He was the guy that you're like, Andy, that's my green dot. Yep. I need him on the team. He's still young.
Paid him a lot. Linebacker. That's forbidden for a lot of franchises.
And again, from the text line, he did have 95 catches last year. Hollywood Brown was out. Rasheed Rice was out.
Yeah, everything went wrong. Pacheco
was out. Described.
Yes, the season went terribly wrong. Pacheco was out.
They had to use him.
Yes.
So again, that's what we just literally explained.
Exactly.
He'll have that if something goes wrong, like Rice misses the whole season and Hollywood Brown misses like 8 to 9 games.
Yes.
Then I'm planning on that not happening.
And Jared Wiley was hurt. Like, this is a second year for Wiley. Noah Gray. And there's going to be more reinforcements in front of Travis Kelce. There should be.
Yeah. I mean,
and he had 97 catches last year, 823 yards. That just shows the yak's not there.
Yeah. And I'm okay if he has, an average of 4 for 51. That's solid
numbers,
especially if you got Worthy and Rice that are averaging 5 for 79 and, whatever. And they're having their years in yak and doing all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I do think that we can. Some people are saying don't put any more pressure on the Chiefs that they already have. I'm just saying that the word pressure is vague, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be evil or it has to be like this negative thing. But sometimes people play well under pressure. Right?
Yeah.
Some people think, oh, well, they got beat in the Super Bowl by a billion points. They're not the same team anymore. Pressure says they can't do it. Watch us.
And pressure's earned. Pressure's got this negative connotation that you're describing, but pressure, you're right. It is earned through success and through winning. Tennessee Titans is no pressure. Okay? No one gives a rip. Okay, you're going to go pick Cam Ward. Maybe there's pressure on the GM there, but internally, but externally, there's no pressure. Okay, and the Chiefs, they've earned that pressure. You talked about Patrick Mahomes. Why does he have so much pressure? He's already won 3 Super Bowls. He's been to 5. He's won 2 MVPs. Well, because you're talking about him in the same sentence that you're talking about Tom Brady. There's going to be pressure there every season. You've got to show up. For Kelce, it's the same. You're a GOAT. For Spags, it's the same. You're a GOAT. Andy Reid, Nick Bolton trying to get in that conversation. Trip McDuffie, young in his career. A lot of pressure.
And there's self-inflicted pressure on Trip McDuffie, right? Go out
Damn
there.
Right.
If you don't get the contract before the season starts, go out there and force their hand. Go be that corner. Go be that guy again. Go be that lockdown top 3 corner in the league. And then it's like, now what? So, I mean, if you ranked them, I mean, there's pressure on everybody in every single NFL season. There's more pressure on other players than there are in Kansas City coming off of a Super Bowl loss where they got mollywopped. There's more pressure on Josh Allen. There's more pressure on Lamar Jackson.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
There's more pressure on Justin Herbert. There's pressure on CJ Stroud.
Did you mention Burrow?
And we can get into Joe Burrow.
A lot of pressure.
Tons of pressure.
In my opinion, at least.
And this isn't me, because 10-2 does a good job of doing their Cincinnati hate.
For sure.
That's where that gimmick is their own, right?
Well, yeah, they got the Bengals
fan. Cincinnati homer.
Yeah. You got to hate.
Right. But there's a ton of pressure on Joe Burrow this year.
Dude.
Because you basically ran the campaign of sign my guys.
Yep, my guys.
And they did it. And boy, did they. They made Ja'Marr Chase one of the highest paid players in the history of the NFL, the highest to ever not be a quarterback. Insane amount of money. Well-deserved. Had a Triple Crown season. Did exactly what you were supposed to do. Sat down at the blackjack table. Ace, jack, spade, spade.
Yeah.
You have to pay me now.
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
There's no outs. T. Higgins missed a few games and still balled. Cincinnati did the right thing. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They paid their players.
They paid good players.
And they did. And they finally did it. They've never done that. They've never stuck with their guys. Maybe Ocho Cinco.
Yep.
But that's one. And your quarterback, the man of your franchise that you want to keep happy more than anybody else in the entire stadium, told you, I want them all back. I want Henderson back. I want Chase back, and I want Higgins back. 2 out of 3 are back. Now what they have to do is they have to go draft and develop. But what they also have to do is trust the guy that they have at quarterback to stay healthy. Because what did we bring up yesterday with Joe Burrow? Seems every other year, Joe Burrow fights an injury. Last year, didn't really have an injury. We thought the wrist was a little messed up, couldn't hold a water bottle, whatever it may have been, propaganda on the sidelines, but he was fine. Had an MVP caliber season. The year before, missed what, 7-8 games?
Mm-hmm. Half the season.
Year before that, played well. Year before that, injured. Year before that, ACL, right?
Yep. So rookie year, yeah.
A lot of pressure on Joe Burrow because, you know, you advocated for this.
Yeah, you wanted this.
This is what you wanted.
Yes.
And now you have to go, what, at least to the AFC Championship game, you would think?
You got to win a – yeah, you got to beat a good playoff team. So if you went and beat, you know, obviously an Allen or Mahomes but or a Lamar, or even if you beat the brakes off of Bo Nix and Sean Payton or Herbert and Harbaugh, like, you need to beat a good team. I don't know about AFC Championship game, but they need to make the playoffs and contend for the division.
You don't think they need to get to the AFC Championship game?
Not this year. Because there's
not
time.
This year, then when?
Well, because they signed these guys. They got them right. You know what
but
I mean?
They're only getting older.
At 24. Jamar Chase turning 25.
So then it'd be 26, 27.
Yeah, they're in their prime. Like, I just think they've got 2 or 3 years is all I'm saying. That's where I'm at. But I think you're right. I think the conversation is, well, he can't play both sides. He can't play defense. What's he supposed to do? He should be MVP. You see, he's carrying them in these games. That's not the conversation anymore. No. He wanted this. You want to go score 40 a game, then fine. Screw your defense, because that's what you said to your GM.
Yeah.
And again, I'm with you. I would have signed Jamar too. I don't know about T. Higgins, but I definitely would have signed Chase.
What if Cincinnati starts 1-4? Zach Taylor's fired immediately, right?
Have to.
So is there more pressure on Zach Taylor or Joe Burrow?
Immediate pressure. You're right. There's more pressure on Zach Taylor. But long-lasting pressure, legacy pressure, I mean, yeah, this is on Burrow.
Yeah.
Like this is a turning point in his career.
You said he still has time.
Yeah.
Not much. It's not like he's got 5 years.
No.
He's got 2, maybe 3.
2, maybe 3.
For Zach Taylor cannot start this season 1-4. If he does, he's gone.
I agree. And I think you're probably thinking, if you're Cincinnati, you start 1-4. Okay, can we trade T. Higgins still? Is there still a market there? Do we punt on this plan? I don't know. That would be nerve-wracking. You're all in.
Do you think Joe Burrow has more pressure than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
I think he's got more pressure than Lamar. I don't know if that's necessarily like justified, but I think it's true. And I don't think Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's got the biggest monkey on his back in the league. And that's Patrick LeVon Mahomes.
Because now Josh Allen's done everything but it.
Everything. Everything.
They somehow gave him the MVP last year, whether you agree or not.
Yep.
Whatever. I thought Lamar had a better year.
It's fine.
But we know how the MVP awards work.
Yep.
Right?
And like MVP caliber player, so I'm okay with it, right? That's a guy who's deserving.
But they didn't want to give it back-to-back, and how dare they give Lamar Jackson 3 MVP awards.
Exactly. Voter fatigue.
But I'd like to know who has more pressure, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Because that, to me, I think both those guys might have more pressure than Joe Burrow.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, I know that Cincinnati brought in Higgins and Chase and paid them, but can we be honest? Lamar and Josh have had better teams.
They have?
You might say they have a better head coach.
They do.
With McDermott and Harbaugh.
They both do.
So what the hell is the excuse?
Yeah.
When does that run out? When does Harbaugh's time run out in Baltimore? Like, playoffs are fine. You're beating Houston. You're beating Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's.
You're not beating the Chiefs.
No.
Right? I mean, also, like, where's Mike Tomlin's pressure?
Big pressure.
Winning seasons are great. Being a leader is great. Marty Schottenheimer got ran out of Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
Because he couldn't win in the playoffs, but he could win in the regular season. He'd go 13-3. He'd go 14-2. He'd go 10-6. 11-5. Never had not a lot of losing seasons there. But what it ultimately matters is, can you be a team in the playoffs? And, you know, Dan Quinn turned Atlanta around and then blew a 28-3 lead and was ghosted.
Never seen again until now.
Until last year.
Yeah.
And he got another chance. And, you know, you look at all these coaches with pressure on them. I mean, I don't, and what's weird about this is we talk about coaches' longevity and pressure, because I don't think there's a whole lot of pressure like there is on these coaches we mentioned, like there is on Andy Reid. I think the pressure on Andy Reid is, can you just continue to be dominant? Because you brought back a team that went 15-2 last year, technically 15-2, but realistically 15-1, and you're bringing back a lot of the same pieces, right? You didn't get younger per se. Now getting rid of Tooney and letting Kingsley be left guard, you got younger, but did you get better? No.
No.
Can you still be, you know, can you still be that team in the AFC West? I think so, yes, because of who they have at head coach and a quarterback. But the pressure that is on Andy Reid is not the same pressure that is on McDermott, Harbaugh, Taylor, Tomlin, because Andy Reid has given, like, Sirianni's out of that discussion now, too.
Yep, he won. He stopped the three-peat. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You only need, like, and like you said, that buys you in Philadelphia maybe only 2 or 3 years, but in a market, like, shoot, if Josh Allen and Sean McDermott won a Super Bowl, life. Cincinnati, same thing. You're good for life. They haven't been able to do it yet.
No. But again, if they pay all these players, and let's say that they win the Super Bowl. Let's say they win the Super Bowl. Zach Taylor's bought himself 5 to 7 years in Cincinnati.
Easily.
Right.
I mean, shoot, Marvin Lewis was there for 20.
And he was going 9-7.
Yes, every year.
Every single he was the other Jeff Fisher.
He was the, yes, exactly. Good guy.
But the pressure, I think, that why we talk about this is that both these divisions, the Chiefs and the West, with Cincinnati in the North, I really don't know which one's the tougher division going into next year. I want to say the AFC West. Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Zach Taylor, Stefanski, Tomlin, Harbaugh.
I think it's the AFC West.
Right. I mean, quarterback play in the AFC North. Lamar, Burrow.
Don't know. We don't know.
Quarterback play in the AFC West. Bo Nix, second year. We'll see. Patrick Mahomes, best in the league. Justin Herbert, great regular season quarterback.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Better believe it. If Worms had machine guns. And then you have Geno that's always been playing with house money since they said the haters wrote him off, but he yet to respond. Coldest line in football history.
Back, baby. Ooh.
So again, with these signings that the Cincinnati Bengals made, I would say, to wrap this conversation up, the team with the most pressure going into this year is Cincinnati. The other team with the most pressure is Detroit. I think those are your two teams, AFC and NFC, that have the most pressure going into the 2025-2026 season. And they're both good.
Both
but
great.
They're the teams that have the most pressure, in my opinion.
I like that Detroit point as well, because you look at them, they're kind of like San Francisco 3 or 4 years ago, right?
They got an out last year.
Oh, absolutely.
They got an out. They lost 11 guys on defense.
Yes.
22 total on their team going into the playoffs.
And it was,
and arguably lost their best player on their team.
And it was kind of their coming out party. You know, they made a run the year before, and then they revamped the defense, everything else. Now, you're talking about the Lions. I mean, they lose their coordinators. They lose some talent. Campbell, a lot of pressure. Lions, a lot of pressure. Similar to the Niners. Is your window closing?
Hey, man, from the 816, you watch us. Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year. LOL, JK. No, I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How many playoff wins does he have? One? No, that's a good joke. Stay inside, you spoiled office jerks. The temp has dropped, and it's getting colder. LOL.
Ooh, yeah, it's looking a little windy out there.
Looking, it's been windy since last night.
Yeah, it was very windy last night. You're right. It just felt good.
I was
it
getting
felt
blown
nice.
All over the road this morning. We wrap this show up on the other side. It's Mac Morey. It's Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you for another 2 days. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Dad's out of town.
Party time.
Mm-hmm. 60 degrees, currently the temperature, and windy.
Morning started out at 69, Ryan. Nice. Dropped down to a little bit of a slider, low and outside at 60 degrees. Royals down 2-1. Banyas will be up after this break. The parking spot, we have you covered. good nap day.
Great nap day.
Solid nap day.
I'm looking forward to that.
It was funny. I was talking to some friends of mine, and I was like, man. Like, it sucks, man. I got to get home. Like, what do you mean sucks? You can just literally take a nap, eat lunch, relax. I'm like, yeah, I forget sometimes.
Like, yeah.
That's why I think that's why I think it's funny. Somebody brought in, like, keep your office jerks inside. Stay inside, you spoiled office jerks. Temperature has dropped and it's getting colder. What's on the menu tonight? Pasta Lord?
Oh, gosh, dude. I saw another picture of a great pasta last night.
Easy on the grunt. You just bought some new pants. You can't afford to get
right,
there.
Dude. These are nice. Plato's Closet for the win. Hannah is going to make some bang bang shrimp, then a little bang bang.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Smash.
Okay. Somebody said earlier in the show that your laugh looks sounds like a 14-year-old that saw boobs for the first time.
I'll take it.
I don't think I laughed when I saw boobs for the first time.
No.
I think I just like passed out.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. In person? Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Big moment.
I don't know if they're still out there. There were two Playboy magazines in the playground.
Really?
In the parking lot today.
In the parking lot?
Yeah, by the trash can.
What?
Not sure why I was over there. It's because I came in that way.
Yeah, of course.
But there were two magazines. I drove by. I was like, what the hell? I stopped, rolled the window down, and looked. Just two boys of the play sitting right there in the parking lot. I don't know if they're still there.
I don't think I've ever seen one in person.
Yeah. I wonder if we call Kramer if he'd answer. Siri, call Kramer. I wonder if he'll be like, hello? Calling Kramer. Here we go. This is great radio.
This is perfect. This is exactly what people want.
He's right outside the studio. And I wonder if he'll just be like, hello? And I want to see if he'll go out there and check the parking lot. Hey, will you go check the parking lot and see if those two Playboy magazines are still out there? I don't know if you noticed them this morning. By the trash can. Mm-hmm. What are you doing by the trash can? I was just coming into work that way.
Okay, I'll go
Let me see if they're still there. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I mean, I'll look up the window.
Okay.
Oh, Kramer's so nice.
He's got a Shohei Ohtani jersey on.
He does.
By the
wow.
way, an Ohtani bomb today in Tokyo. Crowd went nuts.
Obami.
I'm not sure I'm... Yeah. I'm not sure I'm into that. Also, don't forget...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Poll question Wednesday on the Fan 96.5. We bring it up for the last time because it's the last segment of the show. Who would you rather be? Bobby Witt Jr., Patrick Mahomes. 62.9% of you said... Go ahead. 62.9% of you said Patrick Mahomes... 37.1% said Bobby Witt Jr. So Mahomes wins the poll question today. They still out there?
Oh, they're 1,000% out there.
Told you.
They're flapping in the wind right now. It's really windy, but I'm not sure if it's from 2 weeks ago when all the people were out there from 9 at 9. So who knows?
Yeah, two. Alrighty. And they're thick boys.
They're flapping in the wind right now, Max. So if you want to go get some,
okay,
go for it.
All right, I'll be right back.
See you later, Tommy Two-Tone. Real quick, Kramer. Would you rather be Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.?
Ooh, Pat, he's already been paid. I want that money.
Bobby Witt Jr. got paid.
Yeah, but he also hasn't won a Super Bowl and put three of them on there and some MVPs. Bobby hasn't won the MVP That's yet. Fair. Once he wins the MVP, you know what? I might reconsider.
Okay. Have fun being recognized everywhere you go.
From the baseball guy, Kramer.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Baseball guy. Big baseball
Huge
guy.
Baseball
Ohtani
guy.
Ohtani Japan jersey today. Yeah. That was wet. Somebody says you look like Ed Furlong. Why do I not? Why is that not coming up to me?
Let me look that up. Yeah, I don't know who that is. So another guy says I look like Mel Gibson's sons in The Patriot.
Oh no, that's so good.
Come on, man.
Did he die? That stupid boy. I will kill you before this war is over. Just so you know that. Somebody says I'd be Bobby Witt Jr. He doesn't have any kids yet. Edward Furlong is John Connor from Terminator 2 and American History X. He's also in that movie. Brutal movie if you've never seen that one.
Have not.
Brutal.
He's an okay-looking guy. I'll take it.
Bobby Dubs all day. Seems more relatable to the average Joe. Somebody asked me earlier, would you rather be with Mahomes or Bobby Witt in the garage session?
Oh, that's a good text.
That's probably Mahomes.
I think so.
He'd be like, oh, man, I kind of got some dry mouth, man. You got a Coors Light? I'd be like, hell yeah, dude. And I don't know if I'd be able to handle Mahomes' laugh.
Oh, I'd start laughing, man.
Oh, I'd be on the ground, dude.
It's kind of dry. You got a Coors Light.
Yeah, dude. You got any silver bullets in that mini fridge, man? Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah, a bunch. Here you go, bro.
Not saying that Bobby Witt wouldn't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby may school you in your dartboard.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Mahomes can spin it in anything.
That's true, I was about to say.
I feel like Mahomes...
Anyone,
who's better at darts, in your opinion? Bobby Witt or Mahomes? Because Mahomes, I feel like he just got that, like...
That
he's always squinting with the tongue out.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's, like, natural. Whereas, like, Bobby Witt Jr., shortstop arm, man. He might just be able to throw it right in there.
Gosh. Yeah, I lean Mahomes, but that'd be a good game. Would you stand a chance, or...
I don't know, man. Maybe we need to ask him that. Like, what's your dart game?
Yeah, what's the dart game?
Maybe I can get like 5 minutes off the record with one of them each and just be like, hey, man, no recording. You just like, darts? Oh, yeah, I love cricket. Be like, damn it.
Shoot.
What do you hit? What are you like the what is his name? Michael Van Guren from darts?
You just triple 20.
He's great, dude. I don't know if you ever watched the World Series of Darts. It's absolutely fantastic.
I've seen the highlights when someone just immediately goes up in perfect throw or perfect turn.
Oh, yeah.
That's
180.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great. That's an event.
It's fantastic.
That's like an under. That's an underappreciated event that I would love to do.
Oh, like, that would be awesome.
I wish I still had the audio of like when he hits the triple 20 because it is awesome. Because they all go and like they get in like weird like what's that guy that dressed up? Was it Hollis? He's the one that dressed up in the animal costume for the
Mac Hollins.
Mac Hollins. Like, they dress up in, like, and some of the crowds I've seen, it's like Kermit Miss Piggy just drinking beers, watching the World Series of Darts.
What?
It's nuts, dude. Like, that's an event that I would love to go to that's, like, doesn't hit the top
absolutely
of your brain. Like, obviously, like, the Masters, the U.S. Open, the World Series, the Super Bowl,
Final
all events that you'd want to go to. Yeah. But, like, you think of, like, the deep cuts of events, World Series of Darts has got to be on there.
I think that's, yeah, that's fantastic. That or World Series of Poker.
But playing, you wouldn't want to go watch it, would you?
No, I don't think so. And I'm talking watching. And
you talk about hours of editing for those events. How many times some guy just bought the pot and everybody mucked their hands?
Everyone's like, yeah.
And you're like, all right, here we go again. Yep. Phil Hellmuth over bets and everybody folds.
Dude, yeah, announcing that? Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you go to a bowling event. You think you go do that? Maybe this guy was there?
Who's the man of the day? Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
Damn right. Jules Van Dongen? Dongen? There's no way his last name is Dongen. Brock from the number fives says he saw a world championship pillow fighting on the Ocho last week.
That's dope.
Do you remember when that happened during COVID? They had like ESPN and the Ocho come out and it was like all those like random weird sports.
It was fantastic. Yeah. We needed something.
I'd watch Forrest Gump play ping pong.
Hell yes.
This is actually a really good question from the 660 as we wrap up the show.
Okay.
Because we did the poll question. Who'd you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? Who do you think throws a baseball harder? From the mound to home plate, Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? Because rumor has it, in high school, Mahomes is getting clocked at like 92, 93.
Yep. In high school.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'd go Bobby, but that could be disrespectful.
I don't want to see Mahomes throw a baseball.
No, that's the thing. I don't want to. Don't do that. Don't do that, please.
Yeah. Mac looks like he could be an AJ Styles kid.
Yeah,
that's
just look that up. Thank you.
AJ Styles looks like a soccer mom.
The kids have some longer hair, so that's probably where that's coming from. Mac looks like Macaulay Culkin if he had brown hair.
Mac's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin, like closet wrestling fan. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he always goes to those. Yeah,
yeah,
big like, basketball fan too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had a ton of money, I'd be a sports fan all around the globe. I'd be sitting next to Jack and Larry David and Tracy Morgan.
Yes, and apparently Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. I don't talk about my kid.
Dude, yeah, courtside's top for me among sports.
I've never sat courtside.
That's what I. That's like top of the bucket list, honestly. We did the Super Bowl sitting courtside at an NBA game.
Just to see how massive they
Gosh.
Are.
Gosh.
Be nice.
Yeah, I'd say I think Mahomes is still throwing harder than Bobby Wood.
Okay,
Jr.
You're still there?
Yeah.
Does that ever go away?
Is taller,
that
like, stronger.
Oh, yeah, the taller's a good point. 2 inches or 3 inches on him.
Yeah.
Weight on him, yeah, so he's stronger, yeah.
Either way, both guys are awesome. Both guys play in Kansas City. Nobody's as awesome as Mac. We'll be back on a Thursday tomorrow. Before we do that, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind and stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew.